Hello again, this is Mace Haroff for the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. Sales reps often ask me when I'm doing seminars, or a lot of times they'll call me on the phone or send me an email. And the question is this: if you're calling on a healthcare professional, doesn't matter if it's a physician, a nurse, a therapist, CFO of a hospital, purchasing agent in a clinic, what should I be talking to them about? Because I want to sell my product. When people ask that question, it leads me to believe that they think that there is a magic topic, just like there was a magic bullet back in the Lone Ranger day, that if you talk about this topic, they're just going to go, hey, you know something? You are an awesome sales representative. I want to do business with you. Now, as you can probably guess by my sarcastic tone, that such a question or topic of conversation doesn't exist. But we know something does exist, and that is that every one of your prospects and customers has something that's on their mind. They have something that could be better, something that they'd like to change, and you need to talk about this. So your question to me probably is, well, Mace, how would I know what that is? Wait for it. You probably know the answer by now. The answer is to ask them, engage them in a conversation. You see, what is the difference between a good medical sales rep and an average medical sales rep? Good medical sales reps have better conversations. And just the word conversation is something that's probably flowing through your brain right now without you giving it much thought, because you probably believe that you have conversations with your customers. The reality is, when I go on ride-alongs with sales reps or see videos of them performing in role-play situations, they're just not having a conversation. They're talking about their product. They're delivering a speech. They're giving a presentation, but they're not having conversations. Conversations imply that both parties are talking. In other words, they're exchanging ideas and information. If you look at the typical sales presentation, it's oftentimes just a sales representative who might go in and ask what he believes to be a very powerful opening question, like, hey, doc, do you practice medicine? Cool, let me show you my product. That's not a great question. You want a question that's going to engage somebody in a conversation. And there's lots of ways of doing this. Let's say hypothetically that you want to have a conversation about a widget that's used in, big toe surgery, for all of you who sell podiatric products. But I'm just picking big toes because it's sort of something that everybody can picture in their mind. So you sell a product that's used in big toe surgery. So if instead of going into the big toe surgeon or the big toe doctor and talking about your big toe product, why not have a conversation? You might ask some questions like, doctor, a lot of your colleagues have expressed some concerns about some of the bigger challenges that they're facing when they're doing big toe surgery. What's been your experience? It's a very general question, isn't it? I'm not trying to lead them down the path of talking about a product or jumping right to the gun where there's a problem or a challenge. I just want to know what their experience is. And whatever they tell you, it's going to give you the opportunity to go deeper and to steer the conversation. Again, the operative word being to steer the conversation. In fact, if you listen to what they're telling you, what they are going to be telling you is what they want to be talking about. Isn't that cool? You're going to know what they want to be talking about just by having a conversation with them. And it's very important that you focus on the issues that they tell you about. Because by doing that, what you're going to do is you're going to uncover opportunities. For what? Opportunities for you, where you might be able to introduce your product or a service, either now or down the road, into the mix, where you will be seen as someone who solves problems and someone who listens. good salespeople listen. So the answer to the question is, if you want to know what it is that you should talk about with your prospects and customers, have a conversation with them and find out. The outcome will be that you will ultimately be seen as a professional and be seen as someone with whom they will want to do business when the opportunity presents itself, or when you present that opportunity. That's all I got to say. I hope you'll go out and have conversations with everybody in your accounts to find out where those opportunities lie. Thanks for stopping by today at the Medical Sales Guru Podcast. And remember that as you go forward in your medical sales career, that nothing, I mean nothing, is more important than the patient. My friends, the patient always comes first. So maybe you might want to have some conversations about the patient. Hint, hint. Go out there and make a difference. I'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.